to the lost souls, the disintegrated spirits, the wanderers, the dreamers, and the seekers. Welcome to the Embodied Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle McGinnis. Our work in this podcast will be to foster healing, transformation, self-expression, creativity, and the development of consciousness. So with our intentions grounded firmly, let's settle in and do some integration work.
Hey friends, happy Sunday and welcome back to another episode of the Embodied Podcast. If you are loving what you're hearing on the show, feel free to drop a 5-star rating or a written review on iTunes. As you know, most of you know, that is the way to continue to organically grow the show. And so for those of you who have taken the time and the space to do that, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Sending you so much love for doing that. So on to today's episode. Today is Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to all of you. I am not going to talk about superficial love, but I am going to talk about something today that I feel like is one of the highest expressions of self-compassion if we can stay committed to this practice. And that is the practice of taking personal responsibility for your healing. So yesterday I was talking to one of my one-on-one clients. She's about 7 sessions in, and she's done so much incredible work on her ability to navigate her emotions, her relationships, her nervous system. It's much more attuned. And what she told me yesterday during our session just gave me goosebumps. It was so, so good. She said, "I can finally see and accept where I have contributed to my life being a mess instead of it trying to blame somebody else for my life." And she followed that up by saying, "I can finally realize how much baggage I contributed to my life up until this point." And when I heard that, that is really like a coach's dream, to hear somebody really just with surrender and truth accept and take ownership of how we have contributed to the suffering in our life. Of course, there is suffering that's happening all around us. And of course, no one's life is perfect, and some things happen that are so far out of our control. But of a lot of the reasons why we suffer chronically on the daily is because we have these unmet part of ourselves that we are treating with neglect, with abuse, with shame, with hiding, with other people. There's a number of ways that we deny responsibility in our lives, and to be able to take responsibility and take that and claim it and say, "Yes, I've done this, but now that I know better, I do better." And I think that one of the practices that I've really, really found that is incredibly helpful when I'm working with dreams, and I find it to be relatively helpful as we are working with healing ourselves, is experiencing your healing from a position of not knowing. An attitude of not knowing gives yourself the comfort of not having all of the answers. You can really take your life at face value and look at your life, the reality of the situation, and you don't have to struggle and fight with reality. You can now expand yourself, relate to yourself, become attuned to yourself, and realize that you are doing your best in the past to try to get through your life. And now you're being confronted with a reality, and often we suffer because we deny the reality of our situations, and we deny how much we've contributed to our own situation, and that just causes us so much suffering. So when we're working with all of this unconscious material to integrate into consciousness, An attitude of not knowing really allows you to relax into your healing process and not take everything so damn personally. You know, not everything says something about your character. Just because you were using a certain coping mechanism in the past, that doesn't mean that you have to continue your whole life to use that coping mechanism. And it doesn't say anything about you that you had. It just means that you were using a strategy that might not be working anymore. It might be a little bit outdated. And now that you've realized that, the realization and then taking action on the realization is part of personal responsibility. It's saying, I see this. I see this now. I'm noticing this. I'm witnessing this. I'm being with this. I'm being compassionate with this. Let's use this as material into our healing process. You are alchemizing your own healing process in that space. And it takes a really courageous human to do that. Oftentimes, it is so much easier for us to project out onto other people, other systems, outer. Everything's external. Everybody else is the problem. Everything else is the problem. But what would happen if you could take tiny steps into healing yourself? You know, Jung always talks about if we're projecting our problems outwards, basically what we're doing is we're refusing to look at into the mirror of ourselves in our inner world. And so for those of you who are on your healing journey, taking personal responsibility is one of the ultimately most compassionate things that you can do for yourself. You're being so kind to yourself in that way, because as you do that, that's unlocking so much truth to come forward. Until personal responsibility is taken, you're going to stay stagnant at that same level of consciousness. So for all of you courageous warriors out there who are taking responsibility for your life and saying, yes, I've done this in the past, but now that I know better, I'm going to do better. Kudos to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that leads me into talking about my upcoming workshop series. It opens tomorrow. I'm so excited. It's called Coming Home to Body. It's a 6-week live workshop series for women who are looking to heal their relationship to their bodies, their body image, their relationship to exercise, and their relationship to food. Oftentimes, we try to heal these deep wounds with superficial band-aids. We try to change our macros. We try to change a nutrition coach. We try to change the gym, change the routine. And oftentimes, I put this on my Instagram, like, no nutrition coach is going to give you a set of macros that will fix an I hate myself problem. So what this 6-week workshop series is I am going to basically over 6 weeks dive deep into the roots of why we treat ourselves the way that we do. We're going to dive into fear and the nervous system. We're going to talk about when we become disconnected from our instinctual side and our body. We're going to talk about how to develop the ego strength that we need to confront the unconscious material. We're going to talk about addiction to control and perfection. We're going to talk about the death of perfection and how our relationship to the feminine causes a lot of these wounds around body, food, and exercise. And then we're going to celebrate our death and rebirth process into healing this relationship. So if that is something that you are interested in, you can go to the link in the show notes. Go get on the waitlist since this episode launches on Sunday. And if you're on the waitlist, you can access VIP pricing offers. But then the course opens at regular price on Monday, February 15th. So I am so excited for this offer. I feel like it's kind of been sitting in my soul for a long time, as everything that I offer in this course, as always, is something that I've went through personally in healing my own relationship to my body, and I've just found these tools to absolutely change my life in the way that I relate to the world, the way I relate to myself, the way I relate to my partner. So it's much deeper than a superficial fix. So ladies, if that's something you're interested in, go ahead and click the link in the show notes. And on Thursday, we have an interview with Bethany Cora Taylor. I'm so excited. We dive into her book called Down and In. She is a nutritionist and empowerment coach. So looking forward to that conversation on Thursday, and we will chat then. Bye, guys.